Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. May we not lose our first love, Lord. May we not become like the church of Laodicea, where we think that we have everything and that we are rich. But let us cast our eyes off this world and what this world has to offer, and lift our eyes up and put our whole trust and faith and dependence in you, looking to eternal life, our true home. And so this morning, may your word light our path, and may your word change us to become acceptable Christians and live worthy of your precious name. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We carry on this morning in the book of James, looking at various themes of James. And this morning we're going to be looking at dead faith or true faith. James says that there's two types of faith. There's one type of faith that shows exactly that you believe in this world system. And he says that's dead faith. And yet there's another type of faith that is true, that's from above, that draws its wisdom from above, which will cause you to live out a life that is acceptable to Christ. And James calls upon Christians to put outward actions with inward faith. In other words, he says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In other words, you cannot say that you are a Christian and tell everyone else that you are a Christian, but then go out and do exactly what the world is doing. There has to be something different between you and the world. James says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So what you are and what you truly believe inside will manifest itself outwardly in the way that you speak and in your actions. And that is why Jesus said you will know them by their fruits. And James speaks of false faith. He says that even the devils believe. He says, no big thing just to say that I'm a Christian. I believe. He says the devils also believe. Believing in itself is dead unless you display fruits that are real. Because real fruits come from real faith and true faith. Paul says that that kind of faith purifies the heart and works by love. So James says there's two types of faith, false faith and real faith or true faith. Both have fruits, both are revealed outwardly by action and speech. Which one do you have today? James says that real faith and real works, real fruit is evident in people who look beyond this life. In other words, to be a true Christian, you cannot have a focus on this world. You have to look beyond this world. There must be a focus that is not here. Your eyes need to be lifted up. Hebrews exhorts us to lift up your eyes. Look to the Lord. And when you can look up and lift your eyes up to the Lord, realizing that this life is a vapor, then you will no longer trust in this world system, but put your true hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says that this life is limited, and those who have the wisdom from below will live as if though that this life is all that there is and all that counts. But you can live acceptably before God if you change your focus, so to speak, look into eternity and put in your life in its perspective as a true Christian. So let's look in James chapter 5 and from verse 1. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Notice it's a future thing, it's going to happen. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. James tells the rich man what's going to happen. And the first part of this chapter is the focus of those who look to this world. Those that trust in their riches. Those whose hope is on the treasures here. That do not look to eternity. He tells them what's going to happen to them. You think that this world has it all together? Is money the answer? He says, well then weep and howl. Your misery shall come upon you. That is the final conclusion to those who trust in this world. Miseries shall come upon you. You shall weep and howl. He doesn't even call them to salvation. You see, the desire for wealth is misery. It looks good, but it's only for a vapor. You see, because money cannot save you, and you cannot buy your way out of hell. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl, for your misery shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. He says your riches are corrupted. What riches is he speaking about here? These riches are crops, flocks, stores of grain, wine, oil, clothing, anything that has commodity or value. And he says the desire for those things produces dead faith. You see, all men know that God created them. All men know that they are the Lord's. But not all men want to bow the knee and serve Him in this lifetime. Because they have been deceived into thinking that riches is the answer. And you see, the problem is that the world system says you evaluate a man by what he has. How much has that man got? And they bring that system into the church. How big is your church? Who are you to tell me what the Bible says? Everything has value by how much you have, how big you are. And James says, that's not the value of the Lord, because that produces dead faith. Trusting in this life won't get you anywhere eternally. Corrupted yea is to make rotten, to fester or to mortify. Verse 3. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. You see, rust upon your excess is proof of your covetousness and your love for money. The desire not to give, not to share, not to trust in eternal life, but in this one, will ultimately judge you. Those people that die having huge amounts of money, God says, that will be the judgment against them. The very thing that you put your hope in becomes a witness against you, says the Lord. You see, man's love of money and desire for security